Bloomberg's Jody Schneider is with us. Jody, this is a political event, and it's a vintage Donald Trump without the shouting so far.
Right. No shouting so far. And you're right. No mention of 2020. I thought we'd hear a little bit about that, how he had in his mind had actually won, but we haven't heard that yet. And it's also not a rally. It's interesting. He's doing this at Mar-a-Lago, lots of flags behind him, but, it's not the rally persona, revving up the crowd. He's more kind of taking a trip down his own memory lane about what he says was the kind of moment in the sun of his presidency and trying to, paint a very dark, sinister picture of what he says has happened under Joe Biden. He hasn't yet announced he's running, but 23 minutes before he took the stage, he did file that candidacy paperwork with the Federal Election Commission that would make him the first for the 2024 election first candidate to formally file those papers.
Now, it's understandable, Jody, just politically speaking here, for him to talk about his accomplishments whether they're self-aggrandized or not. I mean, that's politics. But the Republican Party has come out in a number of different ways saying that they're going to have to talk about the future and not the past, not the election denial, and not what he did while he was president. Now, I suppose he has time to move forward, but do you agree with that thinking?
Well, it's very interesting. The timing on this, Ed, is particularly interesting. So he made his announcement that he was going to announce several weeks ago, before the midterm, which was interesting, about a week before the midterm last week. And they, at that time, the thinking had been the Democrats were going to get trounced. They were going to lose the Senate. They were going to badly lose in the House. And we didn't see that, right? We saw the Democrats hold on to the Senate. They may even gain a seat, depending on what happens with that runoff in Georgia. And while they are expected to lose the House to flip to the Republicans, it's taken us, we don't know this yet a week later, and it will be by a very much smaller margin than had been thought. And Donald Trump's being blamed for that in a lot of quarters. The candidates he backed, that he endorsed, that he pushed to run, largely lost. Both in Senate, House, governorships, Secretary of State races. And even last night, we learned that Carrie Lake, who had been, a very much endorsed Trump candidate and had been, one of the more steadfast election deniers of 2020, basically she's now lost. So, and he's getting blamed for that in a lot of quarters.
Right.
He still has a lot of support, and it's a lot of Republicans have not yet said who they would back, whether they would back him. And maybe now with this announcement, it will, really compel a lot to have to make those statements of who they'd back. But then we have Ron DeSantis with a pretty decisive win in Florida last week.
Jody, we want to get back to that thought in just a second, but we want to tell you that we are running a bulletin here on Bloomberg that he has just officially announced. So we have both. Donald Trump is running for president in 2024. Douglas?
Jody, is there some risk that Mr. Trump could be facing kind of a legal predicament here, either in Georgia or from the Department of Justice in the midst of all of this?
Yes, yeah, certainly. And there's some thinking and some, prognosticators are saying one of the reasons he's announcing so early is because he thinks in his own mind it may allow him to escape, to avoid any kind of prosecution if he's, that this somehow could protect him, which, doesn't seem to be a good legal strategy, certainly. Maybe it's a political strategy. He thinks if he's running, he can say, well, hey, they're after me because they're Democrats. But he does face a lot of, there's a lot of legal challenges to him so far. And we haven't heard from Merrick Garland in the Justice Department on what they intend to do. We knew they were waiting until after the midterms to take any action, if they're going to take action.
Yeah. So, and going forward, you started to talk about Ron DeSantis, you mentioned his strong filing, and it definitely a strong showing in his race there, he definitely was strong. He's definitely running. I've read articles today saying he basically is the front runner, and Trump is running from behind. Do you think there is any veracity to that?
Well, it's hard to say so far. We haven't seen a lot of actual polling, you know, of the two of them against each other. But DeSantis certainly has important backers. He did well in that race. He came out today kind of a little bit of fighting spirit against former President Trump, who has been, you know, mocking him, calling him sanctimonious and you know, other unflattering kind of things about him. Today, Ron DeSantis came out and he said, but let's look at the scoreboard. Let's look at the scoreboard from last Tuesday, and you know, that will tell the tale, obviously referencing his big election win with Donald Trump's backing of candidates who did not win, largely did not win. So it looks like DeSantis is in sort of a fighting mode. We've heard from some of his backers. Ken Griffith came out and said Donald Trump's now a three-time loser, and why would the party stick with that? And there's others who are saying that, yet he still has a lot of support. So, and, you know, there's been a lot of examples of this in history, like DeSantis, people who've come out who, you know, had early support, early backing, and then didn't stand the test of time.
All right, Jody, great work with us. Thank you so much. We really always appreciate your analysis. Bloomberg's Jody Schneider. And so it is official. Donald Trump, the filing earlier, and now the official announcement.